the 22nd chapter. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And he said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under their feet.' If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. So we have heard this text over and over and over again, and we probably, I would say it's a safe bet, that we try to live the words Jesus said here in our own life, right? We try to live by loving God, loving people, loving self. I think that's the hat trick. If we can do those three things, we're good, right? We're good. Now, Jesus, at the start of this, here again, continues what we've been talking about over the last several weeks, where the leadership of the church is trying to catch Jesus, mostly to discredit him so that it doesn't threaten their position in society. They don't want to lose their power. And so they thought this time, okay, we're going to send the lawyers up. Well, in this situation, it's probably not a lawyer like we have today who's going to defend you in court. It's probably more like someone who was well-versed in the scripture of the day, which at that point was the Torah and the Old Testament. All of those old verses that they had been teaching through all those generations, they knew. So they started out with a trap. With a trap. Don't you love it when somebody tries to trap you? And they try to catch you when off guard when you're not expecting it, right? That's kind of what happens in our lives. So they say, "Which is the greatest commandment?" Now, they had been debating that among themselves, of which one carried more weight than the other one, which ones weren't quite as significant. That had been happening anyways, but we're going to catch Jesus, and we're going to see what he says, and then when he's wrong, we're going to say, "Aha, got you," and humiliate him, and then surely the people won't follow him. Is that a good plan? What do you think? So in order to understand this, I think we have to look at that four-letter word again, love. What is love? What kind of love are they talking about here? So if I was to ask you, Kay, a question, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most, how much does God love Kay?
I think 10 plus.
Great answer. Can Kay do anything to make that less?
No, not Kay.
Excellent. Boy, you've been paying attention. You must have paid attention to Pastor there, I'm sure. See, you taught her well, sir. The point is in this is that God, we are created in his image. He loves us. Now, what we tend to confuse love with is another L word, like. When he said, "You shall like the Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, and mind." And did he say that? But more importantly, on the next part, he didn't say, "And you shall like your neighbor as you like yourself." He didn't say that, did he? Because that rules a lot of people out right there when you use the word like, including yourself at times, right? Now, when we say the first part of it, we're talking about the vertical relationship, right? We're looking up our relationship between God the Father through Christ and ourselves, right? That's your vertical relationship. And then Jesus throws in that second part, which is your horizontal relationship, the relationship between people. So what have I got when I do that? It's kind of interesting, right? Yeah, the cross, very good. But so we say, okay, we can, that makes sense. We have to love God. And you know what? It's usually easy to do that when life is good, right? When things are going along smooth, got a good job, not dealing with any real sicknesses. We're not worrying about a pandemic. We're not worried about political strife or all the stuff going on in the world. No. It's usually people go about it and they don't even think about it, right? But when is it hard to love God? Are you ever angry with God?
Oh, yeah.
I heard a pastor tell me, a doctor in Chile told me one time, he said, the Israelis would get so mad at God that they would throw rocks at the sky. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But they were mad. Have you ever been in a situation where you just want to, God, why? I think we've all been there, right? So it doesn't say we have to like what's happening to us. It says we have to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. So what are they? That's all of us. The word all means what?
Everybody.
It means all. It means we're not leaving anything out. The whole body, the whole encompass of us, right? So you take that and you say, well, gosh, what about this neighborly part? What does that mean? So how do we do that? Well, if you were paying attention when she read the Old Testament first reading out of Leviticus, the Levitical law gave them some guidance to that, right? Didn't it kind of sound like she was reading the Ten Commandments? Kind of did, right? So that's kind of what Jesus was referring back to in this. And he was saying, essentially, the first part is we're going to be holy. So what does it mean to be holy? It means simply we're set apart. We're unique, distinctive, right? So we're going to be holy because we belong to God, right? And then what are we not going to do? You know, the Ten Commandments say in there, do not, right? Do not. So what does he say we're not going to do? Basically, I sum it up this way. The won'ts. We won't hate, take vengeance, bear grudges, slander, judge, let money influence how we look at our neighbor, profit by the blood of the neighbor, any of that. Did it kind of cover all of them? It did, right? So in other words, we're going to look at our neighbor, we all have neighbors at home, right? Some of them, we just, hey, every time you see them, you say, hey, how you doing? And if something happens, you go over and you say, hey, how can I help? We're going to be out of town. I'll mow your grass. Don't worry about it. We'll do anything to help them because they're likable people. But this is not like your neighbor, like yourself. This is love your neighbor. So it's that neighbor. And I remember when I was a kid growing up in Illinois, and we would get big snows, and I lived in a neighborhood kind of like around here where there was no fences. Everybody had a nice big yard. And we had this big hill at the house next to us. And we would start way up in the woods, and we would sled all the way down through their yard, and then there was a yard at the bottom of the hill. Well, those people didn't want us going in their yard. So you know what they would do? They would put barricades up. And sometimes we would run into those. Why would they do that? So we didn't like them, but they were still our neighbors, right? Their best interest was still our best interest, according to the scripture, right? So it's easy to love your neighbor, the neighbor in which is kind to you, the neighbor that's likable. But it's really hard to love your neighbor who's difficult. It's really hard to love the person who's hurt you. is it not? Well, I'm really glad that Jesus loves me regardless, because I know, without a doubt, I've done many things that didn't make him smile. So I'm not always likable, but hopefully, more than just my mom and my wife, I'm lovable. You're laughing, because you know that's hard to do, even for them. So, the bottom line is in this, is Jesus says, what's really important is love God, love people, love self. That last one is really hard, too. So if you look at it, is it possible to do any of them if you leave any of them out, any one part out? Or do they all three work together? So if you don't love yourself, how can you love anybody else? Is it possible? Dr. Sheely once again told me it's not. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, there's a lot of truth in that. A lot of people walk around, and I'm not saying you got to like yourself, but I would argue that the people that say they don't love themselves really do. Because I'll guarantee you that when they got up in the morning, they fed themselves, right? So if you didn't love yourself, you certainly wouldn't eat, right? And they probably took a shower, hopefully, bathed, brushed your teeth, put clothes on, went out and did something. This is stuff you do because you love yourself. That's how you treat yourself, right? Not necessarily you go down and you go by the bakery and they got your favorite Napoleon in there. You ever had one of those? You know, those real thick ones like this with different layers? Now, if you like yourself, then you say, I gotta have one of them, right? No, it's love yourself. So I would argue that most people love themselves, they just don't understand it, right? So we love ourselves, so therefore we can love others. But how do we love others? Well, Scripture tells us we love because who did it first? He loved first. He set the example, right? So you kind of get all this. This relationship is really important, and this relationship is really important. So by doing this, we show our love for this. I got some exercise out of that, right? You see how that works? When we love our neighbor, we're really loving God. And in doing so, we're really reflecting through our neighbor how much we know God loves us. And this is what Jesus was trying to get across. Does that make sense? Love your neighbor, love God, love people, love self. It's that easy, friends. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.